This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show here. Our username is lrn.fm. You just send a contact request, and it will be approved. Very, very, very simple process. Once you get approved, then you can just contact us via Skype. No problem. So go contact us at lrn.fm via Skype. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
So there's been a couple stories that we promised you on the air and did not follow through, simply because
we're a bunch of teases.
That's just the way it goes here on Free Talk Live sometimes. We've got a lot to talk about, and when you call into the show about whatever you want, well, things can kind of go anywhere. And so one of those stories was about the police. And a very, very naughty thing that some officers are doing. There's apparently a game that is being played. And there are a number of games that police will play with themselves when they're on and off duty.
Yeah, but humans do this. Humans play games in order to make work...
make it more fun.
More palatable, right?
Yeah. So I know that one of the games I've heard about, at least around here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, is that there's some sort of game for arresting Free Staters or arresting liberty activists. And I don't know what this, you know, how they score it or what, but I've heard that this this exists. Now, from the freethoughtproject.com, here's the story about a game involving the pictures on your phone, especially if you're a female and naked. Earlier this week, we broke the story of California Highway Patrol officer Sean Harrington, a cop who was, and this is the freethoughtproject.com that broke the story, a cop who was accused of stealing nude photographs from a woman who was arrested for DUI. On Friday, Mercury News obtained court documents showing that the situation was more disturbing and more widespread than was initially expected. The victim and her lawyer did suspect that other officers were involved in the crime, and according to the recently obtained documents, there were a number of other officers involved. In fact, it was admitted by Officer Harrington that collecting nude photos from the phones of arrested women was a game that he and the other officers played while on duty.
So is this him explaining away his activity by telling a fib, or is he revealing what really happened?
Wait, I don't understand your question.
Okay, so he got caught, right?
Mm-hmm. You're saying he might be lying about the other officer's involvement?
Well, you know, these things, people will, in order to make themselves appear less guilty, they'll spread blame. I tend to believe that, in fact, it's a game.
Rich Paul joining us here on the third microphone. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Ian.
So what we've got going on here, Rich Paul, is a police officer who was caught, or accused, I guess, of stealing nude photographs. This officer admits that he had done that, and that it was a game that he and other officers played while on duty. Rick Madsen, the attorney representing the 23-year-old woman who discovered the officer's activities, pointed to evidence that was recently uncovered in the case showing degrading messages that were sent back and forth between the officers at the department. Madsen, the attorney, said, quote, "The callousness and depravity with which these officers communicated about my client is dehumanizing, horribly offensive, and degrading to all women. It's going to lead to another level of mistrust and skepticism to the motive of law enforcement in general."
There's a new level, apparently.
In text messages on, well, because you want to believe, people want to believe that this is just a few bad apples, or in this case, it would just be one bad apple. If only
at this point, the people that believe that cops' reputation is unbesmirchable are the few bad apples. I mean, I really believe that this is the situation in this country where this belief system is tending to go away. We are slipping down into the realm where third world countries exist and police are the enemy.
So, this shouldn't surprise people who've been paying attention to police misbehavior for a long time. But for others, this may be shocking because the police are seen as these paladins who, you know, they care about people. They should care about women. Then here they are texting one another. Now, we don't actually see what the texts say. But according to the attorney, they're pretty awful.
It's just 95% of cops that make the other 5% look bad.
According to the arrest affidavit, Harrington said he first learned of the scheme when he was working in the Los Angeles office. He and another officer in these text messages did discuss sharing the nude photos from the woman's phone and spoke in the most crude of terms. Harrington said that when he was assigned to the dub.
So now, when I revealed this story to my wife, you know, I sometimes will read the worst headlines of the day out at what passes for breakfast when I have a cup of coffee and some vitamins. And she got mad at me over this one.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, well, you'd have done it too. You're like, somehow this was my fault.
You would have taken a woman's nude photos?
That
from
was her
phone?
Claim, yes.
Would you?
I don't think anybody should be trusted with that level of peek into someone's privacy.
Wow, that was quite a dodge, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a non-answer.
So, yeah, that's like
I don't know if I would take all the time in the world to page through somebody's photos to see where the good ones are, but I would be interested in seeing people's naked photos. What can I tell you?
Well, at least you're being honest.
Is there an email address where people can send their naked photos?
To the police.
RichPaul@freetalklive.com.
I did hear that the Keene police had set up with some sort of new system where you can upload, if you've got like photo evidence or video evidence that you want to share with the police, that you could upload to the police. I suppose you could upload naked pictures to that if you wanted to share them with the police. I don't know. I don't think it would be illegal.
Apparently, they're quite interested.
Right. I mean, as long as you're taking nude photos of yourself and there's consent involved, sending them to the police shouldn't be illegal.
Well, it sounds like they're consenting to receive whatever they want, so maybe we should start a fund where we take nude pictures of homeless people and upload them to the police.
So Dublin is where he moved after the Los Angeles office, and he learned from other officers that they would access the cell phones of female arrestees and look for nude photographs of them. Harrington said if photographs were located, the officers would then text the photographs to other sworn members of the office and then to non-California Highway Patrol individuals. Harrington described this scheme as a game. In one text message exchanged between Harrington and another officer, Harrington promised to send the officer nudes and said, quote, just return the favor down the road, buddy, unquote, with a smiley face.
Wow.
So
there you go.
This is definitely something that isn't new to the department. This is probably as old as cell phones that could take pictures, I would guess.
I imagine this is as old as it gets. If there's a naked picture out there at a crime scene, it's likely to disappear.
Yeah, but of course this is more of a 21st century problem. I mean, the average person is not in the 1990s. If they got pulled over, probably didn't have a personal photo collection on them. So now everybody, with a smartphone who takes pictures on that smartphone has a personal photo collection on them, and it's not uncommon. You know, we've read stories about sexting amongst young people, and certainly the millennial generation is probably more into it than anyone else. And this girl was 23. So it's certainly not uncommon to have people in the millennial generation taking naked or semi-nude photos of themselves and having those things kept on their phone. There is, of course, a takeaway from this, and that is that if you don't have a passcode on your phone, if you have a smartphone, you may want to go ahead and enable that passcode. That's a very basic level of protection.
Well, some police are demanding your passcode to get on your phone for evidence.
Yeah,
and
that's a problem. That's a problem.
I agree. You should have a passcode. But
that would be a question I would refer to my lawyer.
Mm. Phones, I would agree with you on that. But phones should come with a separate level of encryption for, like, particular folders and that sort of thing. People would want that.
Yeah, I don't know if they
have. There's got to be an app for that, right?
Probably an app for that. I know that Google and Apple supposedly offer full phone encryption. So when you turn that on, it just encrypts everything on your phone. I don't know if they have the option within, like, the default phone settings to do that. I don't think
I just mean
do.
Another layer of protection in that, there should be – once you put your passcode in, there should be another folder on your phone where you can put stuff. Because
extra special stuff.
I have no – the idea of putting naked pictures of myself on my phone has – this has never really come up for me. I just not something I'm going to do. But if I was going to do that, I would want it to not – because sometimes I'll hand my phone to my son so he can, play whatever games, just swipe around. There's one where you chop up fruit and stuff. I don't know, Food Ninja. I'm not exactly sure what it is. You know, those kind of things. I don't want him to be able to find pictures of daddy in the buff.
Indeed. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Maybe you've got some suggestions here. But a basic passcode on the phone is going to take, it's going to take out of the loop most of the untechnically inclined officers. Obviously, if it's turned over to the IT department, then there's another problem there. And that's where the encryption would probably come in handy. There's more coming up here, 855-453. What do you think about the police snooping on people's phones? It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And you can also join us via Skype. Skype username here, lrn.fm. Got the story about the police taking photos from females' phones and sharing them around the department. Sharing them not just around the department. This is the California Highway Patrol. So this is a fairly large department, larger likely than many of the individual departments throughout the state of California. So you're talking about a fairly wide network. They're also sharing, according to one of the officers, beyond the California Highway Patrol, so just sharing to their friends and whoever else that they trust with giving these nude photos to. These nude photos that they're taking from phones, like your phone, because they can. They're arresting people. They get to go through their inventory. And when they go through their inventory, if there's no passcode on that phone, then it's fair game. They don't need to have a warrant, as I understand it. I'm not an attorney, but they don't need a warrant to search through your stuff after they've arrested you. If you get arrested for something and you're taken down and booked, they're going to take all the stuff off of your body, and they're going to go through it. So, I don't know. People don't realize. They don't think they're going to get arrested. People don't really think. I think about, you know, losing their phone and what that could do. I mean, even if it's not the cops getting your phone, there's a chance you could lose it. I misplaced my phone today, as a matter of fact. I was at the Keenvention hotel room setting things up for tomorrow morning. We're going to kick off Keenvention at 9 a.m. And, you know, I spaced out and left my phone there and, you know, left the hotel. I'm like, oh, crap, you know, where's my phone at? And it was in a room that was relatively secure, but you never know. Anybody could pick up a phone, and you don't want them going through your emails. You don't want them going through your nude pictures either, if that's what you've got on there. So you do have to make an effort to retain your privacy. And a password is a basic level of effort. It's not going to stop the most dedicated, you know, cracker or hacker, somebody who knows their stuff when it comes to breaking into security systems. You know, for instance, if you've got a cell phone and it's got an SD card on it, you can have a passcode on your phone, but if somebody pops the SD card out of the phone and puts it in their computer, they're going to be able to read whatever's on that card unless it's encrypted.
Well, another extreme case of that is the guy that I was in jail with, and he had videos on his phone, and a police officer asked to this gentleman's roommate had been murdered.
Oh, boy.
And the cop says, well, just show me the phone and anything that doesn't relate to the murder, we won't prosecute. We don't care about anything but this homicide, which is a common thing for them to say.
Such liars.
And in the case of a homicide, I'd almost be inclined to believe them if this had happened to me. But what happened to this guy is there were videos on his phone of him having sex with his dog, and he ended
Yikes.
Up doing a year for that.
Hard to feel bad for that guy, isn't it?
it's hard to feel bad for him, but it's vital to remember that you can't trust the cops either.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. They are allowed to lie to you. They are, in fact, in some cases, encouraged to lie to you in order to get you to give up information that they could use to convict you with something. So they're not out there to help you. Sorry about that. Yeah, you thought they were investigating a murder. Turns out they're always investigating everything. Any information you give them, they're likely to look into it. So, you know, you got to take steps to protect yourself. And when you're online, if you don't have ProXPN, you haven't taken all the steps you could. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL. Grab their software. It encrypts your internet connection, meaning your internet service provider will no longer be able to snoop on what you're doing online. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can grab their app. It's for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. Even Linux users, you can get set up with ProXPN. It's fairly simple process. ProXPN.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, you can privately torrent and even get past regionally blocked websites. You do it all for less than $5 a month by using either of these discount codes. There's FTL50 that gets you 50% off of their annual account, which, by the way, that's good for the lifetime of your account. And then you can also do FTLBTC, which gives you 62% off if you pay with Bitcoin for that annual account. So go and get started for free tonight at proxpn.com/FTL. You get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and they don't keep records of your online habits. It's proxpn.com/FTL. Codes FTL50 or FTLBTC. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Now, as SciFaze, one of our online producers, has informed me, he has said that you know, there's been a lot of government agents who've been complaining about Google and Apple offering encryption on their cell phones as part of the actual default system software on newer phones that are being released. In fact, he says that apparently the new version of Android 5.0 is apparently enabling the encryption by default. So if you get a very new phone that has the latest Android software on it, then there's a good chance that you'll already be encrypted, which means that if the cops or your boss or whoever's trying to snoop on you pops out that SD card from the phone, it should be encrypted. So then if you put it into another computer, you wouldn't be able to access the files on it. That's, as I understand it, what that level of protection will give you. Would also encrypt the files that are on your phone. Because a lot of the smartphones, they've got an SD card in them, and they've got memory on the phone itself.
Right.
So it's my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong on this, that the encryption will encrypt the entire device, meaning that every file on it is encrypted until you enter the password into the phone, which then decrypts or gives you decrypted access to the files there. Now, Mark, there may be a way to go further, to do another level like you were talking about with some sort of app. And I imagine, you know, if you want to post that to our Facebook page or somehow, you know, let us know what are the good apps for encrypting folders on a phone. There's probably a few of them. I just don't know what they are. But if you wanted to add an extra level of security to that, you could encrypt the entire phone and then, you know, log into the phone, but then still have that other encrypted folder within the phone that you then need another password to access. So it really just depends on how much effort you're willing to put into this, how much privacy you can have. So the more effort that you put in, the more privacy you kind of get out of this. If all you do is you put a passcode on, you're still better off than a lot of people. I mean, almost, I see so many people when they turn on their cell phone, and it's just, boop, right there. There's no password. There's not even that little tracy thing, you know, the trace password that's relatively easy to see someone do. If you ever watch somebody do their password with a trace, it shows you where they're tracing. It's not hard to figure those passwords out. But I mean, even the trace password is better than nothing, because if you've got nothing, then whoever turns your phone on then has access to what is likely your primary email account. And with their primary email account, they can then visit any of the websites that you've registered for, Amazon or, you know, you name it, and do the password reset feature. Password reset sends that email right to that email address, and then they, you know, they just changed your bank account password, you know? So take a little bit of time, take a little bit of effort, learn about the security features on your phone. I think it's worth it. And at the very least, you'll protect yourself from the police going through your nudie pictures and then sending them around the department. The toll-free number here tonight, if you've got tips on privacy, you're welcome to share them with us. I'm certainly by no means an IT expert. I know that a lot of our listeners know this a whole lot better than I do. The toll-free number here is 855-453. Also, still to come here, other stuff that we teased recently. But there's also other news from the student who has apparently had sex with his teacher. One of those stories. His family's suing over this, which is pretty crazy. It's all coming up.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So, Mark, I finally went and looked at what Ghostery was today. I'd been wondering, you know, the Hack the Trackers event that we've been talking about is brought to you by Ghostery. I'm like, what the hell is that? So I finally went and looked it up. Have you bothered to see what it is?
I was told, but now I don't remember.
It is some kind of software, which I didn't actually yet install, but software that will actually monitor what the various companies whose web pages you visit are trying to, like, collect about you.
Okay.
And will allow you to deny them that information. So, sounds pretty neat.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Tell me about Hack the Trackers.
Well, it's brought to you by Ghostery. And what they're doing is here on November the 7th and 8th, very, very soon, privacy specialists and idea people and coders of all stripes will be joining together for Hack the Trackers. It's a transparency and privacy hackathon. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City. They'll be creating tools to help make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they're sharing. Hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community, and winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free and registration is now open. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. It's hackthetrackers.com.
All right, we go back to the phones, and your calls and thoughts are to the phones, I guess. Chris is with us. I think this is Chris Cantwell. Are you
there, sir? It sure is, bud.
Hey,
what's up, Chris?
Hanging in there, guys. I just got kicked out of Keene State College. I was playing Ingress on Main Street, and I saw a demonstration of some sort, so I went to go see what it was all about,
mm-hmm.
and it was about rape culture. And so I approached them and I asked them, you know, what rape culture is. And, you know, basically everything is rape culture is what I understood it to be. And then I followed them to King State College and they got campus security to kick me out.
Wow. So
when you say you followed, what do you mean by you followed?
I mean, I took out my camera and I followed behind. There was like 20 or 30 people walking down Main Street hollering, yeah. What do we want? Consent. When do we want it? Now.
Well, I mean,
what do they want?
Consent.
when do they want
consent? You know, there's nothing wrong with wanting consent.
I want consent, too. I mean, I'm always asking for consent, and it's always getting denied for me. So I figured I'd follow them, and I'd figure out how to get some consent.
So, you know, this is interesting. Like, I don't think we've really talked about this rape culture thing very much here on Free Talk Live. Obviously, rape is a serious issue. I mean, there are people who are really raped out there the world, and it's a horrible experience. And both men and women are raped in different circumstances. And it's something that should be taken seriously. But when you ask someone who's protesting about rape culture, what is rape culture, they should be able to answer the question.
Well, he said sort of everything.
Yeah, so the answer that two people had given me was the sexualizing of women, right? They said the sexualizing of women because it degrades them and makes them only sex objects. And I'm like, well, what did you say that, like, sex is a good thing? I mean, I think of women sexually. What's wrong with that? You know, and they said, I'm not even going to answer that question and walked off, which is, I don't think they have an answer, right? I mean, they're just not really, they haven't really thought this through.
I think we're all sexual creatures. I mean, very few people would sort of identify the opposite of that.
Right. And you know what the funny thing is to me is the same people would probably tell you that you shouldn't slut shame because there's nothing wrong with sex, right? So if there's nothing wrong with sex and what's wrong with me, you know, watching pornography and thinking about women sexually and stuff like that, I don't understand.
It's not like they don't think about men sexually. I mean, look, unless you're an asexual, then you likely are thinking about someone with whom you would like to have sex at some point, multiple points during your life or during the week or during the day or during the hour. I mean, depending on
that doesn't sound like rape culture to me. That is another issue entirely. That's the objectification of women. And I find this is a very interesting topic because what it says to me is that the current way that you know, sort of dating, or at least I don't know what the current way is. I haven't been dating in quite some time. But the way I sort of understood it, where the man's kind of saddled with the responsibility of talking to women about what it is that he might be interested in, that doesn't work for these gals. And I get it. I don't think it's the greatest system in the world either. Fine. But that somehow guys are bad and wrong for that. Like, somehow they can't transmit this message without making men bad and wrong.
Well, yeah, and the thing is that, you know, I mean, we even started talking about when I followed them, I got them back to Keene State College, and they sort of broke up their demonstration just standing there with my camera, and they started freaking out on me and, you know, saying I was harassing them, and I'm like, look, I'm just recording you. And, you know, they said the gentleman came up to me and was, you know, what are you doing? I said, look, you know, does this have something to do with the video that was getting around yesterday, which we discussed last night on Free Talk Live?
The woman walking around New York City for 10 hours, that video? Yeah.
Yeah, so they said that video was a perfect example of rape culture, that when you go up and you tell a woman that she's beautiful and she doesn't like it, well, now that's rape culture and they need to ban it.
So crazy. Look, we got into this in detail last night, and we watched this video that is now probably well over 10 million. I haven't looked. It was 9.4 million last night. Maybe it's like 20 million by now. I have no idea. Two-minute-long video with this woman walking around the streets of New York. She was allegedly walking for 10 hours. They cut down 10 hours of video into about 2 minutes worth of footage, and there really wasn't much that was offensive there. There was a couple kind of creepy guys who followed her probably for, you know, too long in a creepy way. But otherwise, you know, the things that were said were in no way threatening at all. I mean, to say good morning, beautiful, hello, how are you today? Things like that. I mean, this is what people are calling rape culture. They alleged that it was harassment last night on this website, the Hollaback group that was behind this video. But now others are saying this is rape culture. And, I mean, I think this is an insult to people who are actually raped, personally.
I think rape culture, the two best examples I've seen of it are the numbers that have come out of the U.S. military, where it's like 1 in 3 women are sexually harassed. And I don't know exactly what that means.
That is an excellent question. The 1 in 5 statistic, for example, 1 in 5 women will be raped during their lifetime. Mm-hmm. They define just about anything as rape. If somebody kisses you and you push him away, they define that as rape. Or
right, there's
sexual
there's
assault.
Been some
sexual assault anyway.
Yep, and then there was the high school kids where the girl was raped, and it was the football team that the school kind of tried to hush it up.
Mm-hmm.
There were some people on the up and up that on the some influential people in the school that tried to hush it up. And what I found about that is that I don't believe there's – I suppose I believe in rape culture, but I believe in violence culture. That's really the issue, is that violence is accepted, and that people that are in power, their violence tends to be brushed under the rug. So if this group of football players, instead of raping some girl, had instead beat up some dorky kid,
mm-hmm.
some dorky boy – would the same thing have happened?
Would there have been as much outrage?
Well, there wouldn't have been as much outrage, but it probably would have been brushed under the rug, right?
Yeah, like that's
it's
a good point.
It's not about
they're protecting
men and women.
Kids.
It's about power and the lack of power.
Chris Cantwell, so you were out on the streets in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, where you live, recording these folks. The ladies you were recording, were they all college age, or was it a middle-aged group of women? Who were you, who were the folks out protesting?
Oh, I wish it was only women. There were guys there, too, who probably figured mm-hmm. they were going to get some consent when they got back to the dorm. But
I suspect you're right about that.
It was college-age men and women.
How many people were involved in this?
I'm going to approximate 20 to 30 of them. I've got video that will be up on ChristopherCantwell.com a little later this evening.
Now, when that's up, I'll certainly share that out. Now, Chris, were you no trespass from the college, or just asked to leave by the police? And was it the police or college security?
It was college security, and they didn't give me a no trespass. They just asked me to leave. But they pulled me aside because I was arguing with the kids. The kids had told me I'm harassing them. And I'm like, look, I'm standing here filming them. You're the ones calling me human garbage and trying to knock my camera out of my hand.
Wow.
So the campus security comes up, and they asked me to, pull me aside. And I'm like, look, I told them what happened. I said I got the whole thing on video.
And did you keep recording with campus security as well?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
excellent. Looking forward to seeing it, Chris. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can talk about rape culture as well, whatever that means. What does it mean? It's Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter.
and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We started out talking about the police who were in California, at least. And this, you know, this is what we know about. How widespread this is, I don't know. Is it every department? Maybe not. But it's probably more than just California Highway Patrol, where they're taking people's phones, your phone maybe, going through it, especially if you're an attractive young lady, going through the phone once you are arrested and in custody, when they have access to your phone, poking around through all your private photos, or at least what you thought were private, because you probably didn't put a password on it, and because you didn't put a password on it, essentially, they're not private to anybody who picks up your phone. And these officers were taking those photos. They were sharing them to the other officers across the California Highway Patrol. Now, how far and how widespread this was across the CHP, nobody really knows at this point. But the officer who was accused of doing this has admitted to doing it and has admitted that he did it with others, in concert with others. There are text messages that indicate the very nasty attitude of the police towards the women in these photos. Likely, you know, I don't have a list of all the text messages. This is according to the attorney of one of the victims in this case. But it's not unbelievable, right? Like, you know, that the cops would be horn dogs. I've certainly seen plenty of evidence of that in the police that I've known over time. Many of them are very, very obsessed with sex. And they, you know, they've got a little trading club going on. It's a game.
I tend to believe this story. It makes perfectly good sense to me. Yep. So far, what we've seen with the TSA is that when, you know, you let, and it's not really a surprise, right? You let guys look at pictures of women, and they're going to prefer some over another and act in ways that are perhaps not as professional as they could.
Members of law enforcement, you know, they get caught from time to time doing things even worse than this. You know, they get caught from time to time demanding sex from a young lady in order to let them off of some sort of criminal charge. There was a police chief here in New Hampshire who got busted. He had a college girl in his clutches because she was probably underage drinking or some other non-crime. And he basically told her, hey, look, you know, you get topless, let me take some pictures, then I'll let you walk home.
And I'm sure she did it.
I don't know whether she did or not, but obviously she was pretty upset about that, and there was a case brought, and that man is no longer the police chief as a result of that. But this guy was old. I mean, he had been around for a long time. You know, you don't get to police chief right out of the cadet school.
No.
So he'd been around for a while, and, you know, I don't think he made that one up last week. You know, he didn't just pick that college girl up at age, I don't know, whatever age he is, 67 or whatever, 65.
Besides, screw it, I'm close enough to retirement that I can and lose everything,
yeah.
But I'll just go ahead and give this a shot.
Right, so I don't think that was his first time doing it. So you have to wonder, in how many cases has this happened? How many women and men, you know, have been subjected to this sexual harassment, sexual threatening, I guess.
I think many people would consider this, hey, I'm getting out of whatever I got caught for, you know, the
that's
law
right.
is
They'll
the law
or
whatever,
shut.
And they're happy with that opportunity to get out of it.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, you also have the Ware police chief who was, you know, Ware was the most corrupt police department in New Hampshire, or was
that
reputed to be.
Yeah.
They replaced their police chief, and this new police chief just had to step down because apparently he was sending threatening texts to a police secretary, somebody who worked for him in the department.
Wasn't he having sex with the secretary?
Well, apparently they were having an affair, mm-hmm. and then maybe she broke it off, and he became threatening.
Yeah, so this was the police chief who replaced the other police chief, who was also a bad guy. And they got rid of the first police chief because he was no good, then replaced him with this guy, and he was acting like he's going to shape the department up, and turns out he's a thug, too.
Shaping up the secretary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no shortage of these stories. And another reason why, if you were a pretty young lady and a cop gives you this, you know, take off your top or, you know, let me do full nudes, you know, whatever, that you would allow it is because, you know, if he lets you off, you don't get the criminal charge. But there's also this sort of looming factor that, you know, this cop's so bad that he's willing to take this risk. He's willing to do this to threaten you in this way. What else is he willing to do? What if, you know, if he lets you off after you take your top off for him and he takes some pictures of it to add to his likely collection of these photos, then, you know that this guy's bad news. So do you want to mess with a cop who's bad news? Do you want to mess with a corrupt police chief who you know this about him? What don't you know about him? What if you go to the prosecutor and you tell them your story and you've got evidence that it happened? And then, you know, this cop gets strung up like he did. Is that going to bring back problems on you? Are you going to end up, you know, having some your dog's head cut off and left on your front porch? I mean, what's going to happen to you? That's also a concern as well. I don't think it's just the fact that you can get off the criminal charge, but I think that there's this sort of looming knowledge that you're dealing with some pretty scary stuff here.
Yeah, well, there's an after game for the lady in question as well, which is if somebody asks you to do this, then definitely whether or not you let them take the pictures, sue that police department, please, because you will make money.
Yeah, but it can be scary, right? Like, that's what I'm saying, is you may, even if you've got evidence that this happened to you, it may be too scary to sue the police department. I mean,
well, you might want to sue the police department, use the money to move, but
that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Use the money to move to New Hampshire.
Well, right.
In this case,
this was a New Hampshire police chief that caught doing this, that caught asking people or demanding girls take their tops off for it.
In the case of here, where in Los Angeles, where the police were trading, women's naked pictures like baseball cards amongst each other, I find that to be a very believable story, and maybe.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
just because I would do it if I was in that circumstance. I don't know. I mean, it says when you say
you're not the only one who I'm sure
I believe this story. You're basically saying I could be convinced into this, right?
Like, I'm not saying that. You're saying that.
Or at the very least,
there's a lot of things that I believe happen that I would not do.
And I think that my wife didn't question this for a second when I brought this up.
She knew you would do it.
Well, no, she knew that these cops did it in her mind, right? Like, she had decided they did it,
right.
And I would do it too, if
right.
given that circumstance.
She knew you would do it. She knows you well enough to think that you would do that.
But that's, this is
shame on you.
This is sort of the property, the problem of power, generally, I wouldn't get into a position where this would be a problem because I wouldn't want to have this power over somebody. Mm. And
Wait a minute. You are a volunteer fireman. There is a chance that you'll rescue some young lady from
Why would I have her phone?
Peril, and I don't know, she leaves it with you or something.
Why
like
would
that.
I have her phone? Tell her to encrypt it. I just got to the radio and told her to encrypt the phone. What? What
I'm
do you
sure
want
they're
for
all
me?
Listening. So you can share your thoughts here. Is this also rape culture? To tie in to what Chris Canwell was talking about, he called in getting kicked off a college campus tonight for questioning a rape culture protest, asking them, what is rape culture? You know, are these cops – the cops trading nude photos isn't necessarily an indicator that they are rapists or that they are interested in committing rape, but it is an indicator that they're corrupt and that they're not trustworthy. I mean, that's certainly true, but I imagine some people would say that that's rape culture.
In my estimation, a person who would do that would rape if they got the opportunity and they thought they would get away with it. Because they're clearly not concerned about violating somebody else.
You think so? I mean, because here's Mark saying he would do that. Does that mean you think
I don't think Mark quite said he would do that.
He basically said that he would look through someone's phone.
No, I wouldn't look through their phone, but, you know, if you're in the phone,
if you were
look,
a cop.
A naked picture. You know?
Yeah, so you're not. Now you're saying you wouldn't look
if
through
I'm
the phone
confronted
if you were
with a naked picture. I can't see me going through somebody's phone.
I'm sorry. Like,
I can't
see
you doing that either, Mark. And you know,
your wife seemed to think you would do it.
Well, she tends to think that I'm a bit of a horn dog.
But
there's no doubt about it.
I don't think his wife would think he would rape the victim of the phone sneaking. I mean, sneaking pictures on
generally,
a phone is more of a creepy thing to do than it is a rapey thing to do.
And the other thing is, what you got to consider, Rich Paul, is that rape tends to be a domination thing. But people who seek powerful positions tend to want to be dominated sexually. So what you'll find, this is what I've heard from people online, like the dominatrixes that sort of make these claims, is, you know, it's the chief of police in there tied up with the rubber mask on or whatever.
I'd say it goes both ways, Mark. I don't think you can say one way or the other that people who seek power want to be dominated. I don't think that's necessarily true.
I have heard people in the dominatrix business say that they get a disproportionate amount of their traffic
from
people who are in positions of great responsibility and respect. They were saying mostly like business executives and that kind of thing. But that doesn't mean that all people in that kind of a position are going to dominatrixes. Yeah.
I'd say it would be both ways. Maybe it's one way more so than the other, but it's definitely, you know, people swing different ways. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, since we're on the topic of nakedness and sex and things like that, we've got the Femin story about the topless protesters. I'll tell you what they were up to recently. Cops were attacking them. It's Free Talk Live.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.